Hey, what's going down, everybody? It's your boy, Big Soul Effect, and Charlie for RB Soul Effect TV. This is episode 63. In episode 63, I want to talk about one of the greatest R&B bell singers that has came in his game. When you think about Keith Sweat, you think about the hit singles, you think about the classic albums, you think about the music videos, and also the songs he written for so many great artists like Silk, Guy, Cut Close, so many more. To this day, you can play any Keith Sweat record, and best believe, not only it sounds good as it did back in the day, it still sounds good now, because Keith Sweat music definitely timeless. Because anytime you got somebody like Teddy Riley and certain producers, you know, by your side that, you know, put together a classic, oh, trust and believe, you got a monster in your hands. And shout out to Teddy Riley, you know, I'm definitely going to do an episode on him as well. On the next episode. But anyway, Keith Sweat definitely deserves a Hollywood star because, like I said, Keith Sweat's body of works, you know, says it all. Because to have an album like Make It Last Forever, one of the most talked about New Jack Swing R&B albums of all time, because, I mean, a right in a wrong way, the self-titled Make It Last Forever, Our Water, I mean, come on now. And then you think about the second album, I Give All My Love to You, Keep It Coming, Get Up On It, Just a Touch, I mean, Twisted. Come on now. Because from 1987 through 1997, during those 10 straight years, Keith Sweat music stayed on fire through radio. You know, his music videos was in rotation on BET, MTV, VH1. I mean, he was pretty much everywhere because you could not go anywhere back in those days without hearing a Keith Sweat record. You know, he was one of the top bells that dominated the 90s. And he definitely made his mark. But you know what's kind of funny, too, about that? Because in between the success that he has earned throughout his whole career, that Keith Sweat never won a Grammy. And that's strange because of all the mega hits that he done had, you would think that he at least, you know, won a Grammy, but he never received that. But he definitely deserves to be mentioned in the Grammy Hall of Fame, or at least have one of his albums in the Grammy Hall of Fame or one of his hit singles. But he definitely deserves that. But the reason why I say he definitely deserves to have a Hollywood star, because look at the body of work that he has put in over like the last 34 years straight. I mean, one of the most consistent artists that still, you know, put out great music, still, you know, put that body of work out. And the good thing about Keith Sweat, you know, he's healthy. You know, he keeps himself together. He stays in shape. And plus, you know, he's a good businessman. But, you know, Keith Sweat definitely was ahead of his time because, I mean, the dude definitely, you know, always pretty much, you know, stay with the times. And one thing about him, he never sell out. So Keith Sweat's sound is definitely unique. So he never changed up or anything. You know, he always made sure he blend into whatever was, you know, popping for the moment and stuff. But yeah, like I said, to this day, you know, all his old records from the late 80s and the 90s, still get played on the Quiet Storm radio stations around the world, Cyrix XM, you know, DJs, certain podcast hosts, you know, play his records in rotation. Because I tell you one thing, he's one of the male artists that you can say that a lot of people have made babies off of their records, especially Keith Sweat's records. He's definitely in the top 10 when it comes to baby making music, because a lot of women and men that made kids together. And best believe, you know, Keith Sweat's definitely the godfather to like a lot of children that he don't know about. But anyway, like I said, Keith Sweat definitely deserves to have a Hollywood star. And I know you all agree and stuff, because look at all the hits that he done had. I mean, multiple number one R&B hits, multiple top 10 R&B hits, you know, multiple platinum and gold albums. Come on now. Can't get no bigger than that, because to go platinum and gold from 1987 all the way through 2001, I mean, just on fire. At that time, it was 14 straight years. So, ATB artist, you could say, that has went platinum and gold back to back like that. You know, because it's one thing, an artist, you know, achieving that maybe for like only for 2-5 years, but to do that for 14 straight years back then, oh yeah, that's an accomplishment for itself. But to be one of the most consistent artists to still put out albums, yeah, he's definitely up there. You know, the artist that pretty much debuted in the 80s. But anyway, like I was saying, yeah, Keith Sweat definitely deserves to have a Hollywood star. You know, he definitely, you know, put all the work in for like the last 34 years in the game. About to be 35 next year, 2022. So, on that note, hopefully somewhere down the road he gets that. And hopefully on top of that, he definitely, you know, gets honored and mentioned in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as well. So hopefully that happens also. So with that being said, it's your boy, Mr. Soul Effect, and Shali for R&B Soul Effect TV. Make sure you guys follow R&B Soul Effect TV on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. Check out our podcast on Spotify, Anchor, and also follow us on TikTok. So on that note, it's your boy, Mr. Soul Effect, and Shali. I'm out, y'all. Peace.